after 9 years, a beloved arts event in downtown Boise will come to an end. Modern Art, which takes over the Modern Hotel this evening for the last time, began at the height of the Great Recession. Now the hotel staff says it's time to retire the event, but not without one big final party. Frankie Barnhill reports.
In 2008, the Modern Hotel opened some of its rooms to local artists for one night in May. The idea was to give artists a new venue to display or perform their work, allowing them to transform their room however they wish. Everyone in the community was invited to come wander the hotel for free. Come and wander they did. Chatting in the courtyard of the hotel as the staff preps for tonight's big event, Modern Hotel owner Elizabeth Tullis reflects on that first Modern Art. She says she was completely blown away by the hundreds of people who attended it, and every year since.
I love the ebb and flow of Modern Art. Everything is different every year, and the spectacle is different.
Each year, people crowd into the rooms and hallways and spill out into the courtyard and parking lot. Elizabeth's sister-in-law, Carrie Tullis, is the curator for the event and estimates about 5,000 people came to Modern Art last year. Carrie says artists aren't handed the keys of their rooms until just a few hours before people begin showing up. So it's a real feat of planning and swift artistry.
Every artist that comes in, if it's their first year or their third year or their ninth year, the amount of time, effort, and creativity that they put into the rooms is just amazing to me.
But Elizabeth and Carrie say it's time for Modern Art to end. The hotel staff is all hands on deck for 3 days around the event, as regular guests are booked the night before and after. Elizabeth says that in some ways, Modern Art has outgrown the Modern Hotel. Carrie agrees.
Like any creative process, it kind of comes to an end, and you want to put those energies somewhere else. And it's not the end of the Modern's process, but we would like to put those energies into different events and to new ideas.
During its 9-year run, Modern Art brought exposure to hundreds of artists at a time when the economy wasn't doing them many favors. Now, with the Great Recession firmly in the rearview mirror, the hotel staff is looking forward to finding new ways to support creativity in Boise. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
Now, at that very first Modern Art event back in 2008, a pair of Boise artists did a project that they called The Deal. It featured trading cards of Boise artists and art organizations. Think baseball cards or Pokemon or Magic the Gathering cards for the local art scene. The Deal was a pretty big hit among artists and art lovers. And now for this final Modern Art, two new artists have revisited the idea. Adam Cotterell introduces us to The New Deal.
Will you shuffle the cards, please?
Yeah.
John Michael Schert is playing dealer with The New Deal. He created the project with Michel Lede. It's a pack of nearly 60 glossy cards with images of art on one side and information about the artist or organization that created it on the other. I'm going to draw a card out at random.
Okay.
On one side is a detail from a painting of a girl with a dog and a Chinese lantern. On the other, there's a name. Molly Margaret Hill. Who is Molly Margaret Hill?
Molly Hill is a sort of legend in the Boise art scene. She passed away in 2015. Molly was well known for her almost sort of surrealist, but also descriptive Asian influence paintings.
In The New Deal, there are a few cards for prominent Boise artists that have died recently. There are also cards for performing art, film, music, community organizations, and food. We draw a couple more at random. Treasure Valley Food Coalition and LED, a dance and music group. Schert moved to Boise in 2008 with another dance company, the Trey McIntyre Project, which he co-founded. He says his first introduction to Boise's larger cultural scene was at an art gallery where people were trading cards from the first iteration of this idea, The Deal.
Everyone was excitedly running around trying to complete their deck. You might have two Souladas, but you needed a Bill Lewis, you know. And I remember just feeling electrified. We had made this big decision to move Trey McIntyre Project here from San Francisco. We knew there was a vibrant creative scene here, but we hadn't actually interfaced with it or interacted.
Schert says he's since collaborated with many of the artists he was first introduced to in the cards of The Deal. He flips through his deck from 2008. There are artists who were barely known then who are well-established now, artists who have moved away, and organizations that have disbanded.
So already the deal is this time capsule of what was ephemeral. The scene has changed so quickly.
Even the artists who created the deal in 2008, Amy Westover and Jennifer Wood, no longer live in Boise. Schert thinks the new deal will become a time capsule of this moment in the art scene as well. Packs of 15 cards will be on sale tonight at the Modern Hotel for $15 each. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.